preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Country boy can survive.
Country folks can, you are listening to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm your host for the brief 60 minutes we have together. This is James Kelso in North Dakota. And let us appreciate the miracle that's occurred in our lives, which is the Trump phenomenon, not this radio show, but the real thing, Donald Trump, and the amazing things that he has done for all of us. Today was no exception. Today he had a magnificent press conference with the president of Finland. Let me try to remember his name. It's not coming to me immediately. His first name is Sauli, and he's got two I's in a row, which is a peculiarly Finnish thing, two I's in a row in his last name, something like Nistanen, but I'll look that up and have it for you, and we'll all know a little bit more about the president of Finland and Finland itself. There are a lot of Finns up here in North Dakota, actually, up in North Country here. Finns came to America to clear forests and cut timber and... So there are plenty of them up here. Anyway, and one of those great Finns is the president of Finland now. He was with President Trump today. And in the press conference that Trump gave, oh my gosh, did he unload on our enemies, including the press. And yet again, he singled out people in the press right there in the office that he was in. I don't know which room he was in there. I've never been inside the White House, so I want to fix that. If I can go there with my boy, I want to go to the White House. I don't care if I see it myself, but I'd love to take my son into the White House and my daughter so that they can have that memory of that they saw the White House when Donald Trump was the president. And by the way, it's not that hard to get into the White House. I think you need to apply with your U.S. congressman and get a ticket from your U.S. congressman, which I think is a matter of course that you get the ticket. It's the only thing when you visit DC that you have to have a ticket for, that you have to get in advance. To go up in the Washington Monument, you get a free ticket at the kiosk that's at the base of the Washington Monument. You have to go there in the morning, get a ticket, and then come back later in the day and go up to the top of the Washington Monument. It's wonderful. You want to do that. Anyway, was this press conference fantastic? I saw some coverage of one of the things the president did was he spoke frankly And I was watching a show on Fox where somebody gave a total for how many times the president has used the word bullshit in tweets. And just off the top of my head, I think the number was 17 times. And today is no exception. I haven't looked for that tweet yet. I'm going to find it and share it with you. But boy, I'll tell you what, the president has had it with our enemies. And he's not mellowing. He's not retreating. he is charging. And he's angrier than he's ever been. He's got more energy than he's ever had. It's wonderful. And this is on the same day that Donald Trump shows his tremendous energy, that Bernie Sanders, showing his age, has a hospital event, that a coronary event, apparently, of some kind. And he's off the campaign trail for a while. And this is another story that we can cover tonight. What does this mean for us? That one of our enemies appears to be falling, Bernie Sanders. Who wins and who loses by Bernie Sanders' inevitable decline at the age of 78? And just to cut right to the chase, I think the person who benefits from this is Elizabeth Warren, and the person who is hurt is Joe Biden. So it's been a very bad week for Joe Biden. The Hunter Biden story is killing his campaign. Little Adam Schiff, by putting the Hunter Biden and the Joe Biden story front and center, is really, many people have said this simply ends the Joe Biden campaign. So it looks like we're going to have an Elizabeth Warren candidacy. And this latest incident with Bernie Sanders, the Bernie Sanders crowd is pretty much the same people as the Elizabeth Warren crowd. So if the Bernie Sanders people, if their champion has fallen, has faltered, fell off his horse, they're going to gravitate, I believe, to Elizabeth Warren, not to Joe Biden. So there you have that. Another part of the glory of the press conference that the president gave this morning is that he just pounded Adam Schiff. He said Adam Schiff was guilty of treason. I like that strong talk. He said that he must resign, that he is a disgrace, and just any other nice thing that he could say about Adam Schiff. Really, really let Adam Schiff have it right in the teeth. So that was beautiful this morning. And I like one of the lines that the president is developing is this: little Adam Schiff fabricated and presented to the American people as if it were fact, something that came out of the fevered brain of the communist Adam Schiff, that the president had written such a letter as what was spewed from the mouth of little Adam Schiff. Well, that's treason. Many people will have heard Adam Schiff believing he's reading. This is what the president wrote. And they don't read. They don't have a chance to read the actual transcript, rather. He didn't write a letter. The transcript of the phone call that he had with the president of Ukraine. Because there's another great point from this morning. The fake news media won't put Donald Trump's full transcript up on the screen. And they won't read it into a microphone. They won't even call it a transcript. They say it's a summary or it's a version. I've heard him call it a redacted version. It's not a redacted version. It's two top quality stenographers professionally taking word for word everything the president and the presidents of Ukraine and U.S. said. Then after the meeting, the two stenographers comparing each other's versions to make sure that every word and letter is correct. You know, in a court, when they read the stenographer's record, that's accepted as law. That's gospel. That's what happened in the court. They don't go, wow, the stenographer got it wrong. If you had, and that, here you have two stenographers. and they compare their versions. So this is not a summary. It's not a redacted version. And the but people didn't get to hear the actual text. So they get to hear little Adam Schiff subverting the president of the United States, committing treason, sedition against the president of the United States, against the United States itself, the elected chief of the United States. So that was certainly wonderful. Let me go right now. Let me go here to, let's go to this amazing Twitter account where Donald Trump has used the word bullshit. I believe it was 15 times. It might have been 14. Somebody that was, but somebody has actually been keeping count here. And I'm loving that. Let's go to his account right now and see if he's added some more strong language. Here he is. And, oh, I love this. Donald Trump has the Joe Biden. There's some really great, Joe Biden is really clobbering himself in his news appearances, in his video, and his press appearances, really, really hurting himself. He told one guy, one of his recent appearances, who was he talking to? I think it was Anderson Cooper. And Anderson Cooper said, well, if you're president, Mr. Biden, would you take away Americans' guns? And here's what Joe Biden said. He said, bingo. If it's an assault weapon, bingo. We're taking it away. Well, now, I don't think I need to educate this audience much on what a strange, you know, liberals in their minds, the word assault weapon, they have no idea what an assault weapon is. They've misdefined, of course, semi-automatic rifles as being assault weapons. Everybody in this audience knows that's not true. An assault weapon might be something with which somebody in the United States Marines or the Army might charge an enemy position or defend his own. He might be carrying a real automatic, high-powered shoulder arm. That's an assault weapon. Something that might have a grenade launcher on it. Something that can melt the barrel in less than a minute with full continuous automatic action. But something that can only fire a single shot when you pull the trigger. And that's all you have in the United States. You pull the trigger, one bullet comes out of whatever weapon you happen to have. Handgun, semi-auto rifle, you know. And so what qualifies as an assault weapon, of course, are the weapons of maybe, what, 100 million weapons out there, owned by what, 50 million people? And so Joe Biden really stepped in it on that one. Remember, Beto O'Rourke pretty much removed himself from the world of politics, especially in the state of Texas, when he said, hell yes, we're taking away your AR-15 and your AK-47. Hell yes. So he can forget about politics in the state of Texas. So Joe Biden's jumping into the same pit. And Kamala Harris, oh, more good news. Elizabeth Warren, today, Elizabeth Warren, doubling down on herself, has now stated that she supports free medical care for every person on earth at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer. To explain that, She has said that she supports open borders. She supports full medical health care for anyone who crosses our border, legally or illegally. And in her case, it would be legally, because she doesn't want it to be illegal. So, everybody in the world is welcome to move into your neighborhood with no criminal repercussions. And they are all, the moment they land there, they're entitled to free medical care. She's also put out the word that she wants rent control, national rent control in every neighborhood in America. So this is more good news for us Trump enthusiasts, because she is really making herself unelectable. So the story today is Joe Biden moved backwards. Bernie Sanders looks like he fell off the turnip truck, and looks like Elizabeth Warren is going to be their nominee. And it looks like she's proving herself to be as much of an idiot as she has seemed all along. Listen to this. This is the president today with the president of Finland. Let me find his name. Sauli is his first name. And I will have the last name before we go out of this audio here. Here's the president with the president of Finland. Seems like a super guy.
There is a report that came out just before you and President Niinistö walked out here that the whistleblower met with a staff member of Adam Schiff prior
I love that question.
Being filed.
It shows that Schiff is a fraud.
And I
love that question. Thank you, John.
So can I finish asking it?
Yes, there's nothing to finish.
So the whistleblower, according to this report, met with a member of Adam Schiff's staff. You got it right there. You know it.
I hate to say it's the New York Times. I can't believe they wrote it.
Your response to the
maybe
fact
they're getting better.
Your response to the fact that that happened and that Schiff may have learned some of what the whistleblower knew prior to the complaint.
Well, I think it's a scandal that he knew before. I go a step further. I think he probably helped write it. Okay, that's what the word is. And I think I give a lot of respect for the New York Times for putting it out. Just happened as I'm walking up here, they handed it to me. And I said to Mike, I said, whoa, that's something. That's big stuff. That's a big story. He knew long before, and he helped write it too. It's a scam. Just to finish on this, I appreciate it. I love that second question, by the way. Should have asked it first. but let me just tell you, the whole thing is a scam. The Mueller deal was a scam. The Russian collusion was a scam. You can ask Putin. Nobody's been rougher on Russia than Donald Trump, okay? Now, with that being said, it'd be great to get along with Russia, and we will.
That was the end of that. That was great. Sauli Niinistö, with N-I-I, Niinistö, and I think the Finns pronounce it a little differently. the two men really liked each other. We'll get into some more of these tweets in a moment here. If you want to call in, I haven't given the number here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I got my caller board up here in case any of you want to venture into the conversation. And now here's a tweet that the president puts up. Now, I don't know who the fellow he's retweeting. He just goes by the handle RD, Real Defender. But he's here, and Donald Trump posted him. He says, Adam Schiff is as dirty as they come. And that's what the president said today. We'll finish this tweet and maybe get to your calls right after the break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the Chevy. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Big Trump, John. That is. Hey, here's a good one. You're going to love this. I don't know what I was talking about before the break. A break is forever for me. And whatever the transition was supposed to be, it's gone. Let's go to Rush Limbaugh. I'm just looking here at the very top of Breitbart, and this is a near the top. Here's a great story. Here's the title on Breitbart. Limbaugh: Fox News ought to change its name to, guess what it's going to be? What are you expecting here? This is Rush Limbaugh saying this, the number one radio host in the world. He's been that for, you know, most of our lifetimes, it seems. He's the king of radio. Fox News. Remember, it was some years ago that Rush Limbaugh negotiated a paycheck, I think of a pay deal of $100 million. This is a long time ago, like 20 years ago. I don't know what he's doing now, but he influences a lot of people. A lot of people really like his radio show. I'm sure he likes this one. Who knows? Who knows? Stranger things have happened. But here's what he says. Fox News ought to change its name to, quote, the Fox Never Trumper Network. Oh my goodness. The Fox Never Trumper Network. And here's the story. Well, first, let me play the audio for you first, and then I'll go to the story.
President Trump was just on fire in the Oval Office. We are rolling off the sound bites even as we speak. And I will have them for you in due course, sooner rather than later. Great to have you here, folks, as always. Telephone number, 800-282-2882. The email address is lrushbaugh@eibnet.us. Something interesting about this impeachment inquiry, ladies and gentlemen. Because they are doing it in the Intelligence Committee. One of the things Trump said, by the way, is that Adam Schiff should be charged with treason. Now you think, well,
yes, he should. Now, unfortunately, this audio segment on Breitbart's too long, so I can't play it all for you and find that gem. I'll look for it. Maybe I can find it during a break where Limbaugh says, now I'll read this story. We'll read it. I like to hear Limbaugh say it. He says, Wednesday on his nationally syndicated radio show, that's today, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh took a jab, more than a jab, at Fox News for the airtime the cable news network was allotting for critics of President Donald Trump. And to that, I say, hear, hear. Based on that, Limbaugh suggested Fox News Channel change its name to the Fox Never Trumper Network. Woo, the temperature's going up in the room, folks. He says, and here's the text of what you just heard. I'll just read some of this text. He says, nobody thinks anything about you, Adam Schiff, is funny, pencil neck. And he says, they're trying to create the illusion that Trump is a mob boss and he was ordering somebody to make up dirt or else or we're not going to give you the money or worse. None of what they are saying happened in that phone call did. And we've even got Never Trumpers now all over Fox News. Here's an example. He's giving examples. He says, the phone call's not hard to defend. It's the president's great conversation with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. And Trump isn't hard to defend. But if Trump is hard to defend, what about conservatism, you Never Trumpers? Can you defend that? Do you not understand that conservatism's under assault? You may not. B, because you're renouncing conservatism to sidle up with these guys that you don't want to be criticized by. So you'd rather be friends with these nincompoops on the left than have to defend your own side and defend your own beliefs. So anyway, so that's a little text there. That's great. And see, this is what's happening now. Donald Trump, he was just nailing the media today in his press conference with the president of Finland. Name, calling them out by name, shutting them up, telling them to sit down. No, you can't have a second question. And being very, very decisive in his dismissal of them. Oh, here's the gem. Here's the gem. He said, I'm not going to call you guys the fake news anymore because that's too nice. He said this today. I'm going to call you the corrupt news. That's more accurate. We'll come right back to that thought. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
We're back, folks. And, hey, my apologies. I missed the highlight here at this onset of the show. Outset, I should have featured this. This was the golden moment today. Slipped my mind. I apologize. In that great press conference, there's so many gems. Donald Trump just comes out with them. So many of them that you can be forgiven for losing track. You can't keep count. He said something this morning that I'm going to play you the recording. You are going to love it. It's going to be, you get your money's worth here for your ticket to tonight's show off of this one quote from your magnificent president. Yes, he really did say this. And here we go. President Trump, in just one of his moments of destroying little Adam Schiff, he's sitting right next to this wonderful, wonderful president of Finland, and there in the White House. Here it is. You're going to love it. Listen closely. It's wonderful.
I saw Schiff trying to go 15, call him Shifty Schiff. We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy who, by the way, was critical of one of the great Secretary of States, graduated number one in his class at West Point, graduated one of the top in his class at Harvard Law School, the most honorable person, Mike Pompeo. And this guy was negative on Mike Pompeo. He can't, you know, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank strap.
Okay. What did the president just say? As soon as you get up back in your chair, you know, I know you're on the floor laughing. He said, little Adam Schiff couldn't carry Mike Pompeo's jock strap. I love it. I love it. Now, you know, we've all heard that phrase. At least those of you that haven't heard it up to now, you just heard it. He couldn't carry Mike Pompeo's jock strap. And I'm looking it up here in like a dictionary of what is the origin of that phrase? Any of you listeners who know the origin of couldn't carry his jock strap, what is the origin of that phrase? Couldn't carry his jock strap. I'm looking it up. I'm not seeing couldn't carry your jock strap. English dictionary. Okay, let me look it up here. See if I can find it. I'm not seeing it right away. But anyway, you all know what it means. And you know, what a genius. Adam Schiff couldn't carry Mike Pompeo's jock strap. And that's the truth. That's the reality. That's the way it needs to be said. That's the genius of Donald Trump, who has, you know, apparently he has used the word bullshit in his Twitter posts something like 17 times. And the there's another one today. There's one today. I'm losing. You know, they're not that easy to find now. I think Twitter's messing with us. And, of course, we know the corrupt media, Donald Trump's new moniker for the fake news media. And I like fake news media. It's just like his other slogans, you know, make America great again. You can't do better than that. Keep America great. That's great. That's wonderful. Fake news, it's wonderful. Brilliant. Don't drop that phrase. But I like that he's added now the corrupt media. Maybe just call them both, fake and corrupt media. And the also what was wonderful was to watch the reaction of the president of Finland sitting next to the president as he uses this chance. Here's another brilliant thing he's doing. He's holding a press conference. He's meeting with the president of Finland. So he knows he's got all the media right there in the White House. He's got all the cameras turned on. All the microphones are turned on. And the president of Finland was very gracious, very wonderful, and I think showed his support for Donald Trump, the man and the leader and thinker, by his smiles and his obvious generosity of spirit with Donald Trump sitting right next to him there. This was a joint press conference of the two men. And Donald Trump used the opportunity, and there was all those cameras are on, he used that opportunity to make the point, which doesn't exactly connect with news from Finland, that Adam Schiff couldn't carry Mike Pompeo's jockstrap. I could tell that the president of Finland, who has very good English, was enjoying all of that. And the people of Finland probably are enjoying it today as they watch all this. And, of course, the Finns, wonderful, wonderful people. The Finns have had enough of open borders. They've had enough of the European Union, which they're sadly a member of, and I'm sure they wish they weren't. I'll bet they're enjoying their president's meeting with Donald Trump today. Let us go back to Breitbart. We're two great stories in a row there, Limbaugh and the Fox News Never Trumper Network. I love that. That story on Can't Carry His Jockstrap. That was featured on Breitbart. and I love this. Breitbart has adopted the terminology for Joe Biden, quid pro Joe. Oh, here's a great story. Donald Trump is contemplating suing the people who organized the witch hunt against him. Donald Trump previews major lawsuit after personal investigation of the Democrat corruption in 2016. Wow, this could be a billion-dollar lawsuit. President Trump confirms today he is investigating the sources of the Russian collusion investigation. He says, we've been investigating on a personal basis through Rudy and others, lawyers, corruption in the 2016 election. Ukrainian officials tried to help Hillary Clinton and her allies in the 2016 election by researching Trump and his connections and sharing documents with Democrat aides, according to Politico. Trump spoke to reporters about the investigation during a press conference this morning with Finnish President Sauli Niinistö at the White House. He appeared confident that his investigation had already borne fruit. I will probably be bringing a lot of litigation against a lot of people having to do with the corrupt investigation, having to do with the 2016 election. Imagine this, folks. Now we're going to a new place here, a new area of action. The president, of course, as an individual person, has every right to sue the asses off of the people who lied about him and attempted to destroy his presidency and his person and himself as a person and his family. I've been looking at this long and hard for a long period of time, how it started, why it started. It should never happen to another president. And he's previewing a major lawsuit against his enemies. They destroyed many people. Wow. There's a hell of a story there. Donald Trump, never, the day doesn't go by that he doesn't give us a whole list of stories like that one. All righty. Donald Trump is, let's go to the Joe, quid pro Joe. Let's go to that story. Although, you know, I'm kind of a little bit reluctant to cover it in too much detail, Joe Biden, because I'll tell you what, he's looking like he's toast. I don't know that Joe Biden is much worth even covering anymore. He's in such deep trouble. With the news that Senator Bernie Sanders has been hospitalized with serious heart problems, you can't elect a guy with serious heart problems. Come on. I mean, you got to be brain dead to vote for a guy who's already dying. What had already been a bad week for former Vice President Joe Biden has just gotten even worse. Let's take a look at the other bad news. The polls. Biden has gone from a double-digit national lead 10 days ago to a 2-point lead today. Senator Warren, well, Pocahontas, that is attracting the crowds. Slow Joe can hardly attract flies. Biden is losing in Iowa. He's losing in New Hampshire. Second area where he's being destroyed. Last month, Joe Biden told us, I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. And then John Nolte writes, that is a flat out lie. This entire scandal revolves around Biden's son, Hunter, who made more than He made $80,000 a month. A month! For sitting on the board of a Ukrainian oil company. The problem, of course, is that Hunter has no experience whatsoever in that field or Ukrainian, doesn't speak Ukrainian, nothing. He has no, he's obviously, it's a corrupt deal. And to add to that, President Obama put Joe Biden in charge of dealings with Ukraine. That was his bailiwick. And now what everybody should play at this point is that audio clip of Joe Biden saying, son of a bitch, I told him you better fire that prosecutor who's investigating my son or you're not going to get your $1 billion from Obama. And they said, you don't think I have the authority to do that? Call Obama up. Call him right now. He said, son of a bitch. They fired the prosecutor. And now a photograph comes out, says Nolte, a photograph of Biden and his son and the Burisma Ukrainian corrupt oil company executives playing golf together. And Nolte says, that's what you call a clean bust. And then he says, while we all hope and pray Bernie Sanders makes a full and speedy recovery, the political reality of the matter is still the political reality of the matter. Bernie felt chest pains, rushed to the hospital, surgery was performed. Oh, here's more detail. I didn't know this. To implant two heart stents. Ooh, this is serious. So he had two veins or arteries in his heart that were obstructed. That's a major heart surgery. Two stents, you know, that's a little tube to keep to prevent the vein or artery from collapsing. Bernie's still in the hospital. His presidential campaign is suspended, as is, ooh, another detail, his political advertising. He's not speaking. That's one thing. They're canceling his political advertising. He's out. He's out, folks. Bernie Sanders is 78 years old. Joe Biden will be 77 next month. And let's not forget that until today's news, Bernie was by far the most robust and energetic of the two men. After all, it was Joe Biden's eye that filled with blood on TV just a few weeks ago. And it was Joe Biden's teeth that came loose during a national debate last month. And it has been Joe Biden taking it easy on the campaign trail, going on vacation, disappearing for days at a time, etc. Well, there you go. This reality check could also hurt Warren, who is, yeah, how old do you think Elizabeth Warren is? I was surprised looking her up the other day. She's 70 years old. She's no spring chicken. And she's no person of color. And she's no, you know, youth. She will be 71 years old if she wins the nomination. That's how old I am right now. And the oldest, if she wins the nomination, get this. Here's a interesting one. She will be the oldest presidential nominee from either party in American history. Sure, Warren seems spry and energetic today, but so did Bernie. This has been a very bad week for Quid Pro Joe, and it is only Wednesday. Great story. As I say, you know, it happens so often, just nothing but great news in the Trump era here, which is, an era of terrible news, horrible prospects for our country, terrible things happening to us. The night could not be darker. But this ray of hope from the appearance of Donald Trump is just a wonderful and a miraculous thing. And it just keeps coming day after day. Donald Trump does not disappoint. As he has said on the campaign trail over and over again, I will not let you down. He says directly to us, to all of those of us in these rallies that he holds, The next one coming up, I think, did I give you the date the other yesterday? I think it's October. Let me look it up. Was it October 12th, the next Trump rally? And it's just, I think, 2 days before the next demon rat debate, where will Bernie Sanders be, will they put some starch in his suit and stand him up for the next debate? And will the subject of the condition of his heart come up in the next debate? This is only in what, you know, a little more than 10 days. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, the demon rat debate is on the 12th. I think the Trump rally is on the 14th. Ooh. Donald Trump will be talking about that one. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And I'll tell you, we've got one more segment left. Just one. And throughout the show, during the breaks, I've been searching frantically to find the etymology the word origin of the phrase, couldn't carry his jock strap. I can't find it. So I'm thinking that maybe, isn't this ironic, funny? Maybe political correctness has infiltrated all the way into dictionaries of political incorrectness. Think about that for a second. you have to pause. Suppose you're running a dictionary of urban slang or street language or vulgarities. And there are a number of these dictionaries that, you know, call themselves this. But now you run into the brick wall of political correctness, like jockstrap. Yeah, and you can see already this area in the world of political correctness, just any mention, any phrase that has the word jockstrap in it, it's got to be radioactive right out of the gate. And then couldn't carry his jockstrap. Boy, this has got so many, you know, Elizabeth Warren would really have a hard time with this phrase. This would be, you know, I don't know how she could make it racist, but she sure could make it sexist, and she could make it, what else? She could make it misogynistic. She could do all sorts of things with this. But I'm telling you, I can't find, couldn't carry his jockstrap. That's not a rare phrase. I've heard it a number of times. Haven't used it before tonight, but I'm enjoying it now that I am. And so couldn't carry his jockstrap. I can't find it in any urban dictionary or slang dictionary. So we are then, perhaps we are now, we know we're here, but maybe we've reached this point where go back to your 1984, one of the foundational texts, as the liberals would say, for patriots. 1984, where part of the plot is the continuous creation and revision of the dictionary of newspeak, the constant deletion of words they want to go into the memory hole, and the constant creation of neologisms, new words, that express the now reshaped thinking of people whose minds have been actually altered by Big Brother, by controlling the information. That's one of the techniques of Big Brother, is controlling the information into that anyone has access to. And terror is also used, however. But anyway, good luck. Maybe call the show if you can find out at the etymology of couldn't carry his jockstrap. We'll leave you with that thought and come back again in the Trump Clubhouse. We'll talk about jockstraps tomorrow night.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.